Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. We come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your host is none other than Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. Why not connect with us, with me? Why not connect with me? Amen. One click to all my social media. Type in linkfly, one word, .to/ Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. And you can connect to all my sites, most of them, amen, the main ones. At this time, I'm going to ask you to come on in, invite someone in, because it could be something said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let someone know that Living Life Through the Word of God podcast is on live. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Be a blessing to someone. Invite someone in. Amen. Invite someone in. Giving you time. Giving you time. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Invite someone in. Amen. Like I said, it could be something said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, before we get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. It's much needed. This month, this past month, a lot has happened. A lot of things has been held back and cast out because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Your prayers do make a difference. Amen. Come on, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you once again for your grace and mercy towards us. For this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, have your way in our lives. Lord God, we desire you to get the glory out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we want to fulfill your purpose, your plan, and your good pleasure. Hallelujah. Not our will, but thou will be done. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now for the word. Your word, Lord God, gives light. Your word says in St. John 6:63, your word is spirit and it is life. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for imparting light and revelation into our heart, that we might hide the word in the heart, that we might not sin against thee, that we will write the vision, read it and run with it. Lord God, speak to our very heart in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking you to help your people. Help us all, Lord God, for we all going through something. Job says in Job 14:1, man that is born of a woman so a few days and full of trouble. Trouble, trouble. Everywhere we look, there's trouble. But I thank you, Lord God, that you are our present help in the time of trouble. Lord God, just ask you to help us all. We're coming boldly to the throne of grace where we might find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. We need you, Lord God. Can't make it without you. But with you, we can do all things. We thank you once again for your grace and mercy. Have your way in this podcast. Allow something to be said that will encourage our heart in the Lord. And the people of God says, amen, amen. Well, God bless you once again. I want to thank you for joining. You could have been doing anything else, but you stopped by here. Amen, and I want to thank you. We want to go right into the Word of God. God laid this on my heart this past month. We just passed the third month. And there was a lot in March, but God helped us through it all. So I thank God. Well, scripture reading will be coming from Philippians. Very familiar scripture. Philippians the second chapter and the fifth verse. And it reads like this: let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, let it. It's a command from God. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let it, let it, let it, let it. I'm reminded of the first command that we read in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. He said, let there be light. Spoken to, existed, and it was. Now he's speaking to us on today. He says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Let it happen. Receive it on today. Subject on today is simply this: give your mind a rest. Give your mind a rest. Enter into his peace. Give your mind a rest. Enter into his peace. Just place your head on your head. Say, I will rest in the Lord. My mind will rest in the Lord. I receive peace in Jesus' name. Give your mind a rest. Enter into his peace. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We want his mind to migrate into our mind. Have the mind of God, allowing his mind to merge into our mind. Hallelujah. The Lord give us an invitation. In Matthew 11, very familiar scripture, Matthew 11, 28 and 29. And it reads like this: come unto me, all ye that labors and heavy laden, and I will, come on now, not maybe, not perhaps, he said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall, not maybe, hallelujah, it's a promise from God, you shall find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. I want to have his mind. He gives me invitation to just rest. Hallelujah. Let's receive it. I know sometimes our mind could be just like a roller coaster. It would be thinking of one thing before you get finished thinking that, another thing pops in. Hallelujah. Except especially when we lay down, we have to lay down in prayer before we lay down in prayer, because our mind can just be rolling. And I love what Mother said. She used to say, she would quote from Psalms 121 and 1. And it says, he neither slumbers nor sleep. And she'd be saying, why I got to stay up? Hallelujah. He's up taking care of. He never slumbers nor sleep. Why do I have to, why do I have to stay awake? She'll go to sleep. And if anybody know my mother, the way she used to be, she would say goodnight and start snoring within that same minute. I ain't lying. Some of y'all know. But the subject on today, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't worry about anything. Think about it. Read it throughout the Gospels. He didn't worry. Peter come to him and they didn't have money for to pay the taxes. No worries. He said, go to the sea. The first fish you see, pick it up, open his mouth, and there will be a coin there to pay for you and I. Hallelujah. How can I rest in God? Let's follow after Jesus. Let's follow his instructions. Whatever he tells you to do, just like Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, whatever he says, do it. Hallelujah. And we know from that first miracle, they was blessed. They received the best. Don't worry. Go down in prayer and receive a rhema word from God. Open up the word and begin to study, and he will give you a logos word. Like I said, the Lord didn't worry. He didn't worry about me. He didn't worry. The Bible says, the disciple says, send the people away. We can't feed them. Send them away. Jesus said, they need not to go. What do you have in your hand? Two little fishes and five loaves of bread. He took it. The Bible says he took it. He blessed it. And then he broke it. And it multiplied. Hallelujah. It was enough to feed 5,000 men besides the women and children. So that means it was an overflow. It was an overflow. So much they had leftovers. 12 basket fools. No worries. Take what you got and give it to God. Bless it. Hallelujah. Pray to God. Give it to him. Ask him to bless what you have. And he'll give you. Be thankful. He'll give you more than enough. Pray to him. The Bible says, I close with this a lot, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You can worry. I say, you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. I just remember my mother and I, it was years ago. We didn't know nothing about parking lots. And anyway, we parked the car and we went into the airport. We had to take my brother to the airport. He was going on to start a new life, and he was going away. And so we walked him in and sat with him until the plane came and he got on board and everything. And then we went back to the car. We went back to the car. And we saw that we had to pay to get out. We had a ticket. We just thought we'd give them the ticket. We didn't know. This is something new for us. It's back in the day. And so... We didn't have the money to get out. Mother didn't even worry. She said, let's start digging in the seats. We started digging in the seats and going through our purses. And listen, the more time we spent digging, the clock, the meter is going. Good going. She didn't start worrying. But mother, she just rested in God. And we had just enough to get out. Come on now. So all we have to do is just rest in him. Mother used to tell me, I be trying to handle stuff and be like, I need to get this together. And sort of worked up. She said, God can work through all of that. The subject on today is just give your mind a rest. Enter into the peace of God. His peace. Hallelujah. His peace. My God. Rest in God. Enter into his peace. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, it says, thou wilt keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Why? Because you trusted in him. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. Hallelujah. Instead of worrying about the situation, put your mind on God. Put your mind on Him. Hallelujah. He'll give you peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says it in Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6, it said, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be worried. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, not something, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Tell Him about it. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big for our God. Give it to Him. And the Bible says in the seventh verse, it says, and the peace of God, His peace, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. People will wonder, know your situation and wonder why you're not pulling out your hair. The peace of God passes all understanding. And the subject on today, give your mind a rest. Don't let the enemy just vex you and disturb your mind. No, shut it down. Hallelujah. Give your mind a rest and enter into the peace of God. The peace of God will pass your understanding. You will look at yourself and say, I'm all right. I'm calm about this situation. Why? Because you trust in Him. One of the favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Give your mind a rest. Enter into the peace of God. Rest. No worries. Rest in Him. Amen. God bless you. I pray that something said that has encouraged your heart and will strengthen you to just go on. Go on through. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because He's with me. Father God in heaven, we thank You, Lord God, that You're with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You told us in the word, Lord God, to cast all our cares upon You because You care for us. Father God, we thank You, Lord God, that, hallelujah, You give us rest. I thank You for the invitation, Lord God, to rest. I thank You for the invitation, Lord God, that we can enter into Your rest. You are a shepherd. Hallelujah. You know how to take care of your sheep. Hallelujah. We honor You on today. Hallelujah. Not only is You our shepherd, but You the bishop of our soul. Lord God, we thank You. We thank You, Lord God, for taking good care of us. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord God, that we are the sheep of Your pasture. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord God, that You make us to lie down in green pastures. Lead us by still waters. We can rest, Lord God, in You. Hallelujah. We will. Hallelujah. We will let the mind of Christ dwell in our mind, emerge into our mind. Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. We want to have Your mind. Lord God, direct us on every step that we take. We can't make it without You, but with You, we can do all things. We thank You for the peace of God. We honor You. We praise You. We lift You up. Strengthen Your people, whatever they might be going through, strengthen them. Hold them up on every side. We thank You once again for Your grace and Your mercy towards us. In Jesus' mighty name is my prayer. And the people of God says, Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Going in into the rest. Enter into the peace of God. Rest your mind. No more worries. Follow what he done. He is our greatest example. Hallelujah. Greatest example. Hallelujah. He will lead us and guide us into all truth. We'll come out victorious every time. Amen, amen. Well, I thank you for joining Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. I pray that something has been said that has encouraged your heart in the Lord, and that we all may be strengthened and helped. Hallelujah, through his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now in my closing, you already know Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. Have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. God bless you all today. Love you with the love of the Lord.